This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A computer outage at the FAA grounded flights across the nation this morning. The FAA ordered all U.S. flights to delay departures until this hour, 9 a.m. Eastern. The president says he just spoke to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg about the FAA computer outage. We'll play what the president said for you, but in case the audio's not clear enough, we'll tell you what he said after you listen.
I just spoke to Buttigieg. They don't know what the cause is, but I was on the phone about 10 minutes. I told them to report directly to me when they find out. Aircraft can still land safely, just not take off right now. We don't know what the cause of it is.
He says the FAA doesn't know what the cause of the outage is. Aircraft can still land safely, he said. And as the president spoke a little earlier this morning, aircraft were still grounded. The White House said there was no evidence of a cyber attack. The president said, though, quote, "We don't know," and said there will be an investigation. More than 21,000 flights were scheduled to take off in the U.S. today, mostly domestic trips. By the way, military operations not affected by this, and some medical flights have been able to get clearance. Now to storm-wracked California. The heavy rain, snow, high winds, mudslides, landslides, with more to come.
The sound of the Ventura River raging in California. Selena Flores escaped her nearby mobile home at the last minute.
Debris began to take the fence of our enclosure down and just bring in mud, trees, and everything and destroy.
Governor Gavin Newsom says at least 17 people have died from the storm. Thousands have been ordered to evacuate homes and towns with histories of mudslides. And forecasts show another storm system lining up to wallop California this weekend. I'm Ben Thomas.
Friday's Mega Millions jackpot, now about $1.3 billion. This is AP News. First Lady Jill Biden is having surgery today to remove a potentially cancerous lesion above her right eye. The AP's Sagar Magani has more on this.
President Biden is going with his wife to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, where she'll undergo what his doctor calls a common outpatient procedure. Dr. Kevin O'Connor says doctors recommended removing the lesion in an abundance of caution after the First Lady's office said last week a routine skin cancer screening revealed a lesion. The First Lady underwent a medical procedure roughly 18 months ago, which the White House had described as common without giving any details. This procedure comes hours after the Bidens returned from Mexico City. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You've noticed those grocery prices going up. Grocery prices were up 12% in November. Egg prices up more than most. Eggs were $3.59 a dozen. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.